Lauren, the thing about this series was the range of people you talked to and the way they approached that decision about whether to buy into the Affordable Care Act.
And for some people, the decision was actually pretty easy. Let's start with a family who saved a lot of money, the Floods, who live in Allen. Bob, his wife Amy, and one of their kids used to buy health insurance through the Texas Health Insurance Pool, and that serves people with pre-existing conditions who couldn't find policies in the regular market. On that high-risk pool, they were paying $3,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, it got so bad, Amy said they tried to write the check once a year just to avoid seeing the bill.
That was a sizable chunk of change, and we certainly could have done other things with it, and we tithe to our church, and we give to charities, and frankly, I would have rather given it to other needy people rather than just to an insurance consortium.
Now they're paying less than $1,000 a month.
Wow. As I understand it, the state's high-risk pool had been set to disappear next week.
Yeah, that's right. But this is one of the extensions brought on by the botched rollout of Obamacare. People in the state's high-risk pool now have until March 31st to get out and purchase other insurance.
Now, Lauren, you talked to a lot of people who weren't as enthusiastic about the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, people like Jackie Sawicki, who's 34 and lives in Garland. She actually worked in healthcare and really dislikes the individual mandate. And that's the requirement you sign up for health insurance or pay a fine.
I feel like I'm being penalized for being healthy and taking care of myself.
And here's the thing. Jackie is exactly the type of person President Obama needs to enroll. She's young, healthy, and uninsured. Instead, she's decided to pay the first-year fine of $95.
That fine, of course, will go up in future years.
It sure will.
Okay, both these examples you've brought up are people who actually had an option, but plenty of folks in Texas don't.
Right. On the one hand, there are people who simply are not allowed to sign up on the federal marketplace, like undocumented immigrants. And in Texas, that's 15% of the uninsured, or 800,000 people. On the other hand, there are about a million Texans who fall into what's known as the donut hole.
Now, the donut hole, as a lot of people understand it, has to do with Medicare, but this one, in fact, involves Medicaid.
That's right. And Texas created this coverage gap when Governor Rick Perry refused to accept federal money to expand Medicaid. That means some people who are working will be in the situation where they make too much money to qualify for Medicaid, but still not enough to get health insurance subsidies on the marketplace.
That's brutal.
It is. And I profiled one woman who is in that donut hole. She lives in Keller, and her name is Sheila Anderson. Here's a clip from that piece.
I have a chronic medical condition as well.
It's multiple sclerosis.
It's not something that I can just snap my fingers or eat better and it'll go away. You know, it doesn't work that way.
Drugs to treat multiple sclerosis cost thousands of dollars a month, and appointments with a neurologist only add to the bill. Right now, she's relying on grants from a local nonprofit, her mom, and her faith.
It's frustrating because I want to do the right thing. You know, I'm trying to do the right thing. But it's like I'm hanging on by string.
So, Lauren, where does that leave people like Sheila Anderson? Is there any movement in Austin on this?
Not really. And the push for Medicaid expansion has been obscured by this wave of bad publicity focusing on healthcare.gov. And now, of course, the website is working a lot better now, and we'll have to see whether the bigger policy issues like Medicaid expansion get back on the radar.
And we're only 5 days away from the debut of people actually getting covered under Obamacare, which means a lot more stories in 2014.
I'll be busy.
You will indeed. Lauren, thanks for coming in for the Friday conversation.
My pleasure.